All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Are we on?
Yep. Oh, hey, Rhett.
Watching a chocolate sword.
A what?
Excalibur and chocolate.
What the fuck? You know, you are not one of those people that does well with idle time, I don't think.
No. Yeah. And he's you see him once he gets in that reclined phone up position, there's all kinds of news he's scrolling through.
Jeez, do you know what else will kill
news,
you?
Fake news, all kinds of
French dip tacos. These look good, too.
There's something else that'll cause high blood pressure. Can you believe
high
it?
High blood pressure, please.
Yes. There we go. Hey, welcome to the show, Barn Burner Wednesday. It's we're here in the Tower Chrysler Studios. Tower Chrysler, Consumer Choice Award winner. Just, you know, voted Calgary's favorite Chrysler Dodge dealer.
That's just the all. Best. That's all there is.
Yeah, just the favorite. Just their. If they had to pick out of any of them, they pick Tower Chrysler. That's what the one they do.
What's their motto? The best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be.
That's yeah. That's where I've Tower heard, for sure. Yeah,
nailed it.
So, rumor that we may be actually at Tower tomorrow. That the Tower Chrysler Studios may actually emanate right from Tower Chrysler.
Where are we hearing this rumor? I love it. It sounds amazing.
Yeah, why not?
Nice to stop in. Say hi to the fellas. Say hi to Nikki, Serge.
Oh, yeah. Boys will be excited. Big goofy Aaron will be easier to take because Oilers are out.
Oh, God. I'll be happy to see him.
For all that.
Yeah. If they were playing right now, I'd
be easier to take or will they be on you about it?
About what?
No, if they were still in. I mean, he's a nice guy, but it's...
He's an Oilers fan.
You just know it, right? It's like
so
when...
Nice.
It's just a little easier. Remember how beautiful it was here Monday? Hop, skip, and a jump in everyone's step and just no more nattering of, man, the second dynasty. You know, like, it's just nice to be done with that shit.
Yeah. Not as nice out there now.
It's not.
It's gross.
It's taking a couple step backs from Monday.
Yeah, kind of gross.
Don't like it.
So how do you, if you could back, like, trace, like, the breadcrumbs, how did you get to a chocolate sword?
I don't know. I was just.
Is it a movie? Is it a physical piece of chocolate? Is it a sword?
It's like a made big, of massive. Yeah, it's quite
like Bernard Caliboe.
They put too much effort into it, though.
Yeah,
right. Like, why are you making this?
Yeah.
Massive Excalibur duplicate.
Is it just massive retail price? Is this a collectible item?
Who the hell's buying it?
Well, that's on, you're looking at it. You're closer than we are to buying it.
It was pure boredom because sitting here talking to you idiots is not.
Yeah, it's not great. Rather
stare at my phone. Jack's no better.
I only said about 3 or 4 times. So, hey, what do we want to talk about today? Anything we want to talk about? What do we want to talk about?
Crickets.
Crickets.
No, I see we got to rock the vote.
You got to rock the vote.
Rock the vote.
What are we?
There's a big vote coming up. Apparently.
Is there?
We're rocking the vote for the voting. The Coyotes Arena. I feel like we've missed.
Somebody didn't rock the vote last.
That one got rocked already. Yeah.
It got. Yeah, there's. It got rock slid. That thing is caved in now.
Yeah. Not good.
Not for hockey fans.
Well, let's wait. Well, yeah, if you're a fan of the Coyotes, I guess it's not good, but maybe it's excellent for the league.
I think big picture. It was only going to work in that market if you got a real NHL rink, which is like, sounds like you're, that's not same hyperbole.
Same as Calgary.
They were playing way out in the suburbs.
Well, it wasn't the rink that was the problem.
It's not the 4500. They've got shady-ass ownership group. But long-term, big picture, if you have a contributing NHL-sized rink in the league is, you know, 32 of 32, not 31 of 32, that would be a good thing for the league. And it's not going to happen there anytime soon. So, question will be where and when.
It's got to be Houston.
Houston's ready tomorrow. Like, remember how quick when Stephen Brunt moved the Jets back to Winnipeg?
Yeah.
Like, that was moving vans overnight, and it was done.
That's what they should be doing this morning.
They can do that this offseason with Houston. And I'm hearing a lot of names. Like, oh, Salt Lake City, and oh, Kansas City's got a rink, and oh, Quebec's got one, and well, Atlanta might build one. Houston has everything, and it's the biggest market of all of them.
Massive.
I was just monitoring your accent or your impression there, because usually your mouth breathing hockey fan is different.
It's they're gonna move them to Atlanta. They haven't built the rink yet. They got to wait 3-4 years for that. Let's go.
What about the rink the Thrashers are playing in?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Thrashers aren't playing in.
Yeah, no, but that rink still exists, to Dean's point. But what was interesting is that Kevin Weeks is tweeting about Atlanta a month or two ago, and you're like. They have a rink already. What is
so
a new
who's
rink
coming out to the West? You can't have the numbers are finally.
Let me take a look.
We're almost balanced now. Like once you get, if you moved, it's another reason why Houston works so well. They're actually a central zone. And you,
is Arizona in the West?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, they moved from the Pacific to the Central.
So if they move to Atlanta, we'd want to take an Eastern Conference team.
We don't want to move to Atlanta. That's
Nashville.
Nashville's already in the West.
That's right.
Detroit could come back in theory.
Columbus?
Really happy.
C-Bus. Oof, they'd hate that. Yeah, it's just really easy. Houston checks all the boxes. You don't need to realign. They have a billionaire that's interested in an NHL team. The rink is perfect for hockey. You don't have to make a single change to the building, unlike a lot of these other NBA buildings with impeded hockey views. Oh, there's only 4,000 seats you can see one
what
of the
is
nets.
This, what is the building?
It's Toyota Center. It's where the Rockets play. It's downtown Houston. The AHL had a hockey team there for a long time that drew very nicely at big events. They have a rich hockey history. The Houston Arrows were there. Gordie Howe played there.
Gordie
they
Howe.
They won WHA championships. Houston's a sneaky, solid hockey market. There's nothing missing. And yes, of course, they love going to the rink in Quebec City, but what about Gary Bettman tells you he's going to move a team to Quebec City?
From Scottsdale.
Yeah. And again, you got alignment issues. They do have a rink in Quebec City. That doesn't mean Gary wants to put a team there.
Do they have corporate dollars that'll fund?
Not as much as you have in Houston, but there is, I mean, it would be Winnipeg all over with a little less corporate maybe. Which
I'm
is like you
a,
can do, but you're not adding a potentially dynamic team. Houston could be a monster.
Quebec is not in the running.
No, they're there to be a threat for teams. When shit goes sideways, you can threaten to move to Quebec and get arenas built.
Looking at a map here of Houston.
Yeah, yeah.
That rink is right downtown.
Oh, like I said, right downtown in Houston.
Yeah. And it says here, capacity for hockey, 17,800.
Yeah. It's a hockey rink. It's a perfect NHL rink. Yeah.
Opened in 2003.
I've been there a dozen times. It's a great hockey rink.
I just want if we're going to do this, we'll rubber stamp it here and just get it done. Call Gary. Because you know what? Gary's, this is a big loss for Gary.
Gary's had to put in some shiesty ownership groups for a long time, one after another, to try to keep this thing papered together and duct taped together in Phoenix. It's the first time last night he's publicly spoken about a future not in Phoenix. We're like, we're steadfast committed. We'll remain committed. There was none of that comment
move
from the
that league. Team.
It's ready to move.
Done. What are we
They're do? Ready to move.
The discussion is over.
That was it. That was the Coyotes yesterday. They're dead now.
The arena has also hosted the 9th annual Latin Grammy Awards back in 2008.
Smooth.
Shakira, Shakira.
Gabriel Iglesias' Netflix special One Show Fits All was filmed there in 2019.
You don't say.
Yeah.
That's Enrico's boy.
Is it?
The Kellogg's Tour of Gymnastics Champions was there in 2016.
Gymnastics.
It's a who's who.
Dominique Dawes.
Yeah, yeah. Some UFC events. Many, many have been held there. And it is one of the, I looked this morning, one of the most populated cities in the United States.
The greater area is a top five in the States.
Seems to check a lot of boxes. Now, I guess the thing...
Taxes are good.
It's a natural rival for Dallas. I mean...
Is there tax? Is that...
Taxes.
There's no state tax.
Yeah. Yeah.
No state tax.
Humid, though, Dean.
Is it?
Humid it's close in to the summer. Yeah. You're going to be
really?
Sweating. You're not going to like it. T-shirts.
You're near Galveston, isn't that right?
Fuck, I nearly said, we're moving the barn. We're going. Let's go. And then you said humidity.
Well, that's what Francis said about 15 years ago here, right?
Well, I was going to say, yeah. Look at you. Hey, you crushed Francis all those years about team moving to Houston. And now here we are.
Well, I never said
that. Why'd you yell at Alex today? I got awkward. I had to take my headset off. I didn't even know.
He's telling me there's lots of rinks like Ottawa way out in the middle of nowhere.
You weren't going to have any of that either, were you?
Well, two now.
You fucking grabbed him by the throat and put him through a table.
Yes.
Over his rink take.
What kind of.
It was pure pinder.
Hold your feet to the fire on that shit.
Was that, Alex?
Incorrect.
How dare you spout that.
He tried to suggest that the Philadelphia
the Canucks don't fucking
was
play in
downtown.
Abbotsford.
That's right. Not Chilliwack.
Jesus
Christ. Not Hope.
Sorry.
Not Langley.
Buddy.
God almighty.
Not Poco. Not Richmond. Not White Rock.
These are the types of things that do oddly stir your pot.
I know. And it's just because I think there's some 2-foot putts in pro sports that this league misses. And when you allow people to buy teams...
It's not Alex's fault.
No, I know. But this is why I get heated about rinks.
He's sitting in his house in Ottawa with dogs that he's
got.
Doing
his best. Young child.
Alex was an innocent bystander in my anger against the league. And I'm sorry. It was friendly fire.
Scatter.
But there's a template of how things work. And when you allow owners to come in and use a team as a pawn for a real estate play, don't be surprised when it doesn't work. That's what's happened in Phoenix.
And again, it's the level to which you're invested in all of it that
the
you get really...
Glendale has you outraged.
Now, the real question, well, there's three for me, but the first is, are we going to be able to get to that fucking rink in Tempe that we want to go to before they're out of there?
No.
Or have they played their last game?
They're gone. Why would you go back for a year?
And this was...
4,600?
I agree with you.
No.
I think if they can get it done, they get it done. So now the other two questions are, okay... This owner's a scumbag, and they've helped propped up the team, and no one wants to go in business with this guy, which I think is a big reason why this vote failed. The city of Glendale literally said, we will stop taking your money, take less money in to not have to deal with you. That's how much of a turd he is. What does the league do selling this thing? Because they don't want him going to a bigger market. Can you force him to sell it? Is the league already covering some of his costs? And then what would a relocation fee be? Because recall the league did charge the Winnipeg group relocating from Atlanta to Winnipeg. So there's a few ways Gary can get this to a nice number that he wants, which would be probably around $1 billion. You can say, okay, it's 600 for the team, 400 million relocation fee. And also a relocation fee would be split amongst owners, which everyone would like. Whereas the owner himself would be like, no, I want the big franchise number. So this is minor stuff, but that's what I'm curious about. Not where they're going. I think they're gone.
Well, you did just ask if they were going to play in that rink again.
They're gone. It's just, yeah, when and where? That was the. Is it Houston and is it next year? I'd be great with that.
I still wonder if there's part of Gary that is like, there's got to be one more crack here.
This was it.
I was listening to Friedman this morning talking the big Johnny Big Bucks that bought the Phoenix Suns there recently. It's like, do you approach him with the overtures? Hey, what if we? You've got the building. It's not great for hockey, but over the next 2 years, if we retrofit that thing and get up to speed,
they just renovated
that thing in there.
The Footprint Center, I believe it's called. They just sunk a bunch of money in a reno. And so if you have 3,000 seats that don't see one of the nets, is that helping hockey?
Well,
or is it the same joke that they left?
I don't know how you reno it.
It's it's hundreds of millions if you're going to try to make it big enough.
Well,
to
it would be. I mean, if you're talking about moving, if he's going to be the NHL team owner, and if that's a thing, then yeah, you would invest in that.
If I'm Gary, I would have exercised that option a long time ago. And I know there's been a change in the Suns' ownership, but
because it's that
there's recent. Been no interest from the Suns in prior ownership to do. Have anything
which
to
is
do
why
with.
They're saying this guy has just been installed. He's the new owner. Is there an appetite? Feels like a long shot.
Yeah. And again, it was the only time we've heard Gary make a comment about an arena situation in Phoenix and not reiterate his commitment to the market. He didn't do that yesterday. First time ever.
Did they get... I know. It's so Sorry. Fucking boring.
It's Move to so Houston. Boring. Call in the Arrows. Dallas has a natural rival. Let's go.
My apnea is kicking in.
I heard it.
Outdoor dental.
Jesus. You've been in town for how long? You have I not gone be. To see Dr. J.
It's 2:15 minutes.
God, figure it out. 2:15. That's pain-free. Topical.
It's yeah. Laser.
So, yeah, that's...
That's great.
Yeah.
Can't believe I didn't get to vote on that. Rock the vote.
Rock the vote.
I'd say it was a bunch of old blue hairs that went and did all
Apparently,
the voting.
Apparently, Tempe's pretty old. Yeah. Old people always vote. Yeah, that's the thing.
Where's
old
the young
people
vote?
Get involved.
Well, and it's like, what else is going on?
Oh, shit, was that today? I was out, hacky-sacking and skateboarding.
Yeah, or you're like...
Could have used your vote, kid.
Your hair's on fire with three kids doing shit. Who knows? Yeah. But yeah, old people vote. That's not just in Tempe.
Good thing they moved that out of Winnipeg, though. If we want to really go back to square one. If we
that
really
is,
want
That's really winding it back. What year was that?
96, 97.
So that's a Gary move.
Oh, yeah.
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 Because we talked about it yesterday. The Final Four is all comprised of Gary fingerprint Sunbelt teams.
God, you hate Bettman.
Don't hate him at all. Just pointing
you
out.
You talk about him all the time.
There's heavy disdain when you mention
always why? Talk. Gary, well, how many other other leagues, how much money they've made in this. You hate Bettman.
Hate would be the wrong word. I just think that people say he's the greatest commissioner in this and that. I'm like, nah, there's a lot of mistakes. Like, again, what have you done in, you've been committed to this 15, 20 years in Phoenix. How's it gone? You don't
not
care about
good.
This stuff. I do. And that's
you're
fine.
Right. I don't.
Like, and I'm not trying to make you care about it, but I'm interested in the business of pro sport. Some people, they just want to turn on the TV and
you
see
go back
the team
to where
colors.
To where it was. That team, they weren't getting a rink in Winnipeg. Small. Nope. They had to move them somewhere. Phoenix has always been one of the more
desirable
populated cities. Yeah. Every other sports team is there.
It's a good market.
I can see why they tried.
It's not a market issue.
And then every time it failed, there was a pretty good reason why. It was either the building or the owner or can we get a built, all that sort of thing. So I get why they tried to get it done, but it is a lot of swings. It's a lot of owners.
Well, and it's not just owners, but the type of owner. There's a lot of savvy business people. They weren't looking for them.
There's been a lot of poor ownership.
The Calgary group.
Throughout the league. Not just one.
That's
franchise.
Right. The Boots Del Baggio. There's
some dude in Long Island.
Yeah. Well, that's how they ended up with Barraway in Phoenix. So he was involved with trying to get the Islanders around the time that Charles Wang was there. Failed and then got into some sort of yelling match with the league, wanted to sue them over some negotiation. And they said, oh, no, come here. We got a team for you, knowing it was a tire fire and he was a moron. And they basically bankrupted him and took over more and more of the team as they paid its bills and didn't have to deal with his legal shit anymore.
So then question, if the Coyotes are going to move to Houston and into this building.
Shane Doan's going to be pissed.
Oh, poor Shane Doan.
Well, and his kid got drafted.
Yeah.
They were waiting for his kid. I feel for the fans. I don't want any of this to come across as... this city doesn't deserve it. They're not good enough fans. It's none of that shit. They've had awful ownership and bad rink situations the whole time.
So if they're going to move to Houston,
mm-hmm.
when the NDP win the election and shut down the building, here. The new building here, they kibosh that, and then the Flames move. Now where are they moving? Because I thought they were moving to Houston.
It was a line item in their budget. You're not paying attention. I don't think it gets kiboshed. This is what... Pike was tweeting yesterday. I'm not quibbling with Pike on arena stuff.
Yeah, it's believe politicians. That'll get you far.
Well, they're on both sides. It's not one party of politicians. I'm not picking, here are the good guys, here are the bad guys. Like, I think no matter who gets in, this rink's done. Like, getting done, not cooked.
No, I'm with you. I hope I'm with you. God.
Talking with Pike about it, like, this is a really big thing for the city. There are massive infrastructure transit issues around where they're going to put the rink. It needs to get done. It isn't. And that's why I think the way that this arena deal came together with the provincial money, none of the provincial money is for the rink or the practice facility or anything that theoretically is tied to something the Flames are monetizing. It's, hey, Calgary has this infrastructure issue in Victoria Park. They need a couple more underpasses under the rail lines, easier access in and out of Stampede Park. That's a Flames issue, but it's a Stampede issue. It's an area issue. The city wants this done, period. And they have some leverage with the province saying, hey, we have infrastructure needs. Victoria Park's a priority. So I think it's too simple to say one party rink gets done, other party rink doesn't get done.
Yeah, you idiot. Why did you say that?
Yeah, I don't know why I said that. Sorry, Ryan.
Anyway, Ryan Pike, Flames Nation, all things rink.
Yeah. He's got the all Ryans. Ryans know. Just find a Ryan.
He's writing a book on a rink.
So, 96-97.
Did you just say he's writing a book on a rink?
He's documented the entire process from 04 till today on how this is coming together.
I got to talk to this boy.
Well, they might put you to sleep or you might love it. Depends how keen you are.
I'm not going to love it. I'm going to talk to him about making better choices in life, finding things.
He has some interesting choices in life. He's unique. It's definitely nothing I'd expect you to do. It's very much something I'd expect Pike to do.
He's not an old blue hair that needs to be writing books on arenas.
He's also writing a book, I think, on the history of GMs over the course of the history of this franchise as well. He's got like
shitty GMs. Come on, bud.
Some good ones, too.
Coming in on Friday.
So the Coyotes, off they go, Phoenix. 96-97, their first season. And if this is their final season in 22-23, they won two playoff series, both coming in the same postseason. Same season.
They got to the Western Conference Final with Mike Smith in net.
Dustin Brown and the LA Kings rolled them up.
2011-12 season, they beat Chicago round one, Predators round two, and then lost in five to the Kings.
That's it for series wins all time.
That is it.
Frank had it in an article that he wrote. I want to see if I can pull it up, but the opening paragraph was quite something. He talked about, in the history of the Coyotes, today's the biggest day, and then he went on to say, and it's not a really rich history given they've had more bankruptcies than playoff series wins and more owners then, you know, trips to the, like, it was, it's been tough. It's been a real tough.
Made the playoffs in each of the first four seasons, got bounced in round one each year, then missed, back in, lost in the first round of San Jose. Miss, lockout, four more years of missing.
Ugh.
Jesus, that's like 7 years.
Gretz.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Wayner was there. That was part of the real estate play. We'll get Wayne out there. We'll build a bunch of condos and some malls and shopping centers. Who cares about this hockey team? We got to build this community.
2010, losing seven in round one to Detroit. 2011, swept by Detroit in round one. Then that run.
Oh, man.
They win against Chicago and Nashville.
It's a good Chicago team that year, to give them credit.
And then miss. Won the qualifying round. That little play-in little dealy there.
Where they forgot to bring per diem for the players. Whoops.
Beat Nashville.
How were the players spending it on? They don't need it.
Well, I think it was team meals and things like that. Like it was a complete cluster. And that's kind of been consistent with this ownership group. They had their own vendors suing them. Ugh.
And this year... Then they won that play-in round, then lost in round one to the Avalanche, and then three straight misses on the way out.
Man, that's tough.
It is not a rich history for the review.
And I've found the Frank quote. Tuesday is the biggest day in Arizona Coyotes franchise history. Granted, there haven't been many to write home about in 27 years. More bankruptcies than playoff series wins, and nearly as many postseason appearances as ownership groups. The Coyotes have been the NHL's definition of an also-ran, propped up by Bettman's steadfast commitment to keeping hockey in the fifth biggest market in the U.S.
It's hard to be focused on hockey. It's nice out. The courses are open.
God, and you know what? I was just thinking about it, and you know how I love to do it. Of all those years where you were that shitty,
mm-hmm.
you didn't pick first overall once.
Then they never pick one.
They didn't pick first overall once.
Wonder who their highest pick would be of all time, Dean.
Third overall this last year, Logan Cooley. 11th overall, 5th overall.
Keller was, what, 7 or something?
7th overall in 2015. Dylan Strome, 3rd overall.
Oh, that didn't go well.
Max Domi, 12. Perlini, 12. Henrik Samuelsson, 27. Brandon Gormley, flame pick, 13th.
I'll tell you what.
OEL, 6th. Kyle Turris, 3. So the highest is a 3rd overall pick.
Twice.
Gouche.
Yeah, you pick 3rd overall, you get Strome and Turris. That's not exactly Leon Draisaitl at 3, is it?
I don't feel bad for the Coyotes.
I think if you got a new owner into Houston and next year, I think this team is like primed to be good very quickly.
Yes, they are.
Because they have so much cap space. They have a bajillion draft picks. And they've got, to get to the cap floor, all these dead bodies they've collected that their contracts are rolling off the books in the next year, year after. It's actually a really, really good spot if you had an owner willing to spend. They don't have that because they're playing in a 4,500-seat arena and the owner's cheap. That could all change like that.
You been to Houston?
Never been to Houston.
It's not as sexy as Austin or as necessarily as cool as Dallas, but
San Antonio's neat.
San Antonio, it's a very small little spot you want to be in San Antonio. Like the Riverwalk area is gorgeous and all that. You got the Alamo. It feels like a tiny place, but it sprawls forever, apparently.
So
but
not Houston, though.
No, it's a good
Houston's
city.
Houston's a busy city.
Yeah. It's big.
Huge energy.
Yeah. It's lots of Houston Calgary ties.
I think old Katy, Texas is close to Houston.
No, it's greater Dallas, isn't it?
Dallas.
Is it?
Yeah.
I just remember him because he was...
He's a Houston guy.
Houston guy.
I'll check. You might be right. Yeah. Katy.
Well, okay. I'm fine. I mean,
what the hell difference does it make?
I like
Scottsdale's great, but I wasn't driving out to Glendale to watch a game, and the 4,600-seat arena would have been fun, but I can watch the college play.
People have said it for 20 years. Just put a rink in Scottsdale. They never got it done, and now they're gone. If it's in Scottsdale, there's no problem with hockey.
Yeah, Alex, you idiot. Put your outskirts. Doesn't work.
I stayed in a hotel. We went to a Monday night football game in Glendale, and it was booked like crazy.
Oh, football works out there.
That's right. So 8 times a year people will go there. That's, yeah.
Yeah, and, Rhett. 8 times a year.
So.
You idiot!
It's 9 now.
I mean, alternate.
You years. Idiot!
Yeah, it's 8.5 a year. So. We wanted a hotel at a reasonable rate. It was the first game of the year for the Cardinals Chargers. We were maybe a kilometer from the football stadium, so like walking distance.
That's where I was supposed to stay.
And it was like, are we going to get shanked on the way here? And why has the deadbolt been pushed through the frame in 4 different spots already? Like, how many times has the door been kicked in? Why would you drive for 40 minutes from Scottsdale to go there on a Tuesday night to watch Carolina's only visit?
Or better yet, why did you get off your wallet, you tight prick?
Like I said, it was a busy day.
Yeah. So, yeah, I hear you.
We were golfing. We spent
all our
money on
golfers. I wouldn't stay out there either, Pinder. I stayed at the W. Yeah.
You did stay. That's right. You told Sportsnet, stick it. I'm staying at the W.
Safety first.
Can we go through that again?
No.
We've done it a lot, even on this show.
I'm just trying to... because. Where did you fly in from?
California.
And then it was Dallas afterwards, right?
I skipped that.
Yeah, you were done at that point. So I think you were supposed to go there.
Fly into Arizona?
No. Flew into California.
Then how'd you get to...
I had to fly to
Phoenix.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see, from California.
So you fly into Phoenix.
He's doing color on the broadcast.
Yeah. The team hotel is beside the rink at Glendale. You're like...
A couple days in between.
Kind of like the W. So you get a room at the W and stay there.
Which is not close. To
not
Glendale.
Close.
It's, again, what, 40 minutes, half an hour?
So you have a room sitting
it's
empty.
Well worth it.
Oh, I would
at the Renaissance. You're at the Dub. And then you submit the receipt for your room at the W on top of the empty room at the Renaissance.
No, I don't want to stay there.
I thought I called and canceled.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure. Huh? No, you. And then you work the game against the Coyotes?
Mm-hmm.
And then the team went to Dallas
I'm good.
And you're like, I'm going home.
I, you know what? When you find your spot and you find your people, you don't want to leave. He was in his happy place at the W.
God.
That pool is supposed to be sensational.
What insight was I going to give in Dallas that was going to be so hard hitting? I might as well go home.
Did you go home or did you stay at the W another day or two?
The bomber was in town. I rented a bomber.
Oh, bomber. He'd be bombed.
Oh, he was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Bomber loves it.
Cooked the goose.
Absolutely cooked the old goose. Well, see you, Coyotes.
Hated the it's fine. Didn't like the
I never went to a game there.
I wish we got to that damn rink in Tempe. That's my only regret about this whole thing.
Yeah. You know what, though? It would have been one of those things.
Go watch the Calgary Canucks.
That's the people that went said the exact opposite. They're like, it's nuts. Go if you can.
Yeah, I'm not those people, though.
That's true. You have to want to leave your home and go to live sporting events to want to go to the rink in Tempe. You get
this, wow, this is a small rink, and it's loud, and there is it's great. But by the third period, it's like, this is the Flames and the Coyotes. That is
exactly the case. Those would be the teams playing. Yeah.
So,
all right, let's go through the greatest Coyotes ever.
Like I was thinking, because there's the highlight, a round three appearance once. Shane Doan has to be the greatest Coyote ever.
Yep. Yes.
Second.
However, you have to then think, because a lot of those
Tkachuk like,
wasn't
JR.
Wasn't Datsyuk and Pronger and weren't some of those guys?
Yeah, they never put the gear on, but they were on payroll. The very, very illustrious group of Hall of Famers that they ate dead money on.
Hossa? Yeah, yeah. Did Hossa
maybe
get that?
Maybe even Hossa?
Maybe. Yeah, it was...
the most Hall of Famers without ever skating in a game.
So this year they have Jacob Voracek, Shea Weber, Andrew Ladd, and Brian Little.
Come on, really?
Oh, yeah, this year.
They get $20 million.
They also are retaining salary on Patrick Kane, who worked through there before on his way to the New York Rangers. I mean, what a star-studded lineup.
Yeah.
And it was the Datsyuk one where I think it was they swapped first-rounders and Arizona had to take Datsyuk. With that pick, they took Chychrun, and Detroit ended up getting a different D-man.
It's just a money laundering center.
It's really
just
something. Awesome.
It's a transactional. Yeah, it's yeah, totally. It's like, we'll take our 5%, and here's your early payday advance. And it was Dennis Cholowski that got taken by Detroit in that same draft.
They were so committed to winning, they tried to cheat with the combines or the testing.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. We got to get these guys in the ice.
John,
what for? You do not care about winning
and losing.
The John
Chyka chapter, yeah.
What the hell are you for? Like, what?
27-year-old GM.
He couldn't cheat?
We just really needed some extra.
We're here to win. Like Belichick. Damn it. I'll find a way to get a...
God. It's like a kid's team. It's like, well, we got some ice. We don't really... We play a game already that day. But we can't waste the ice. You can't waste it. But I see you would... I think you'd appreciate that. It's not even circumventing the cap. It's within the rules of the cap that they went to great lengths. It was a lot of brains that found that.
If you're... Bill Armstrong, you've done a great job of getting to the floor, not spending much of your owner's money, and accumulating draft picks. It's just tough if you're a fan. You've really not had a lot of...
Bill, your whole role of vision of success is about to change because you're going to have to work this team now.
Yeah, you actually have some money to spend.
Shit happened.
Yeah.
It's like when Slats left Edmonton and went to the Rangers. Ooh. Just an open checkbook.
7 ownership groups in Phoenix.
Who was your favorite?
3 bankruptcies. Like the Calgary guys. They were the only guys that knew what they...
Calgary guys.
Yeah, but that was a total shit play.
They got mad at us.
No, it was brilliant.
Ooh, it was genius.
You know, Boomer, before you go talking about stuff, you should really...
What did you say about them?
That they weren't going to fucking make it work.
No. It was a financial play. Ding, ding. They were able to get it cheap and sell it for more. That's all it was. Genius. They were like, let's buy it for $130 and sell it for $2.
I like the trucker, Jerry Moyes.
Yeah.
He went bankrupt. That was the financial or with the real estate collapse that got him.
He got screwed by the big... Yeah.
But he was the owner, I believe, that they turned this whole thing into a real estate play and paid Wayne to coach and all that. That was around the time that his wife was caught gambling. Remember that? And Rick Tocchet too.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's fine now.
We just bet on us to lose all the time. It's like Pete Rose betting to win. We just knew the Coyotes were going to lose anyway, so we bet on them to lose.
It's not how I mean.
So, Abby Boolin.
He was good for a while. OEL Roenick was very good for a while. How long was Roenick there? That would be
Chuck.
My...
Well, I remember he went there, I think, like right when they moved, because as what people in Winnipeg were like, oh, sure, now you get guys like fucking Roenick, of course.
Roenick was not going to Winnipeg.
Sir. No chance. No.
Zero.
No.
That's fair. I'm going to pull up the all-time leading scorers for the franchise. That would help.
Because Keith was there for a long time. Big Walt. Shane Doan.
It's not a long list.
It's not really a very long list.
Well, and again, Jesus. When you've made it out of the first round once in 27 years, like that's got to be the most feudal record in pro sports over the last quarter century.
Well, the Sabres setting records for length of time between playoff appearances. But overall, I think they've been there more over the last, well, since the Coyotes have been there. In Phoenix, for sure the Sabres have been to the playoffs more.
Again, it's not a... I mean.
Shane Doan, OEL, Jeremy Roenick, top three scorers of all time. And it's Shane and then the Grand Canyon in second place. Doan has almost 1,000.
Grand Canyon's close, too. You can.
It is. Take a chopper into there.
It's closer to Vegas, though. Awesome. That's really, OEL has 600 points back almost of Doan, and he's second all time.
So
such a good guy, too, eh? Shane Doan? Mm-hmm. Fuck, I love that guy. Huge ass. Lots of squats. His trunk is massive.
Clayton Keller's climbing that list.
I was going to say, Keller's probably
top five.
Nipping up there.
Just past Keith Tkachuk.
Oh, did you see the tweet he put out yesterday?
Oh, he's sad.
He's sad.
It's in the Penn Report. There's a nice snarky response
poor
to
Clayton.
It.
He's home. He's going for sale. Maybe we'll get a deal.
Ladislav Nagy, Keith Yandel, Damon Langkow.
Langkow.
Thanks.
Derek Morris went there, former
Flames
great.
Time.
Yeah.
Goligoski.
Joe Volkoff.
Joe Volkoff.
How long was Joe
there? So much money to play.
Ooh. Antoine Vermette, he's definitely.
That contract retro.
Lori Korpikovsky.
Joe Volkoff played there. What are you talking
about? No, I'm saying what was that contract? Because he was basically done and then they threw.
$16 million, 4 years.
Wow.
4x4.
For the back. For like the teeing off on the 17th hole of his career. Wow.
Needed new hips.
Jovanovski.
Yeah, like how do you get that?
That's a bad GM, probably.
My goodness gracious.
He actually went on and played after Phoenix. That's wild.
Yeah, he played to Florida.
He just lost three seasons for Florida.
Man, $4.1 million.
All right.
Per.
Are we bored yet, Jack?
There's your memory lane. For the Coyotes.
Yeah, we don't need to continue this.
T's and P's, moving to Houston.
There's no sense having this out in the interwebs. This is us doing nothing.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
Fender.
You want to talk about me?
God.
I think you should get a haircut.
Green Drop.
Thanks.
Get Green Drop in your life. Have the best looking yard in the neighborhood. It's super easy because there's nothing to it. You just go on greendrop.ca and I'll take the this package right there. And then they come and it's the micronutrients and it's the weed control. And it's 100% guaranteed. The greenkeepers roll up in one of those fancy rigs. Application done, save for pets, couple minutes, they're in and out, and all you need to do is water and cut, and it will be lush and healthy and thick and ooh, baby.
They popped by a couple days ago, had the signs up, yes.
Yeah.
Buzz Boss too.
Get rid of that. They cut my grass?
Hmm?
They need someone to cut my grass.
Hmm. They've got the soil booster, if you get in for the beautiful premium package, a little aeration, some overseeding. The overseeding, that's what keeps it healthy. You think, oh, it's my lawn. Why do I need to? Come on. Greendrop.com at Greendrop LTD on the Soch. And if you are on YouTubes, click that QR code. It's going to save you a little bit of money there for being a fan of the show. Is anybody really a fan of this show?
You don't think so, but yes.
Greendrop, Gibby, when are we golfing?
Oh, he's been asking us for 3 years and you said no every single year.
Well, this new life we're in.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm not getting up at 3 in the goddamn
look
morning.
At him. He's got a golf shirt on. He's ready.
Let's
go.
That's on the record, right? He can't take that back now?
He'll fake an injury or something.
Shoulder, like when you raced the cow?
Shoulders.
It wasn't faked. I'm still crippled up from that. I don't have the flexibility I used to because I was sprinting.
Hmm.
Don't sprint.
Remember we were talking as last week?
Clark Wilm was in a car accident.
Yes. What's the...
When?
Is he all right?
Mother's Day. Got absolutely...
Like days ago.
Smoked. All the kids, three boys in the back. Mom on the beside him.
Everyone okay?
A couple loop-de-loops. Yeah, they all walked away.
Holy. Crazy. Scary. You ever had a...
Did he haul the driver out and fucking dummy him?
I think he knew the guy.
Ooh. Dummy him.
So, yeah. Answer the question.
If I didn't have bad hoofs, I'd chase you down and beat the piss out.
He's got good hoofs now.
Are they good now?
Healed up.
You ever been in a big bang-up?
Not a car wreck. Of course, I was hit on my bicycle when I was a child.
By what?
A
please do tell.
No, it's all right. Yeah.
What, me?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
We hit the ditch at like 1:30 trying to pass
Lockwood. Garden.
Pardon me?
There. Jack.
Up in Fort St. John in a radio station vehicle, and the morning guy was aggressively trying to pass on icy roads, but it was fine. It was like into the snow.
Yeah.
But definitely could have hit the car
but
instead.
That's not a wreck. That's hitting the ditch.
Exactly. Different I was saying that's like as close as I've been to a
God, road. There was a girl when I was in grade 12. She rolled, it felt like a car a week. It's like, what are you doing? Because we would drive stupid as kids. It's like, I don't even know how you'd do it. Like, you'd have to almost on purpose. Mat it and then just crank the wheel.
Yeah, going into the ditch, like, coming back
hell?
Out.
What it's are you the doing? Third car you've rolled since Christmas. God. She's fine. Crazy.
How's her insurance rates?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's very good. So anyway, remember, Liz, were we here? It was earlier this week, wasn't it?
I don't know.
When
what
we were saying, I hope that's not the case. We were really hoping that the rumors about the Calgary Flames not allowing permission to Brad Treliving to interview for other jobs.
It would be unfortunate if it was true. Which...
That if that were true, we're really hoping that's not the case. And we don't know.
Well, now we do.
We don't know. But we don't know. Because we were talking about this. You were part of this conversation.
Yeah, it wasn't this week. It was last week.
I just feel like I was looking at you, but maybe I was looking on the screen. Anyway, because it was we were really, really hoping. Pierre Lebrun from The Athletic and TSN... He has been able to confirm a number of candidates for the Pittsburgh Penguins' vacant job. Mm-hmm. Marc Bergevin, Eric Tulski.
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 Get into my office, Tulski. Peter Chiarelli, stifle laughter. Jason Karmanos, and then some other people. Also, he was told, this is the, I'm going to read it, so I'll give it one of these air quotes. This is LeBron. I was also told the Penguins wanted to include Brad Treliving as part of their first wave of Zoom interviews, but the Flames denied them permission, apparently, telling Pittsburgh it would have to wait until Treliving's contract expired June 30th.
Which is annoying because the draft is 2 days before that. 3 days before that. 27th, 28th. That's when you want to have your GM in place, as the Flames have talked about. Amateur meetings coming up in the next week or so. They want to have a GM in place.
I'll now finish the quote. Which, well, is a little bizarre of the Flames, if you ask me. Treliving is leaving the organization, so why would they care? End quote from Pierre LeBrun.
It doesn't really line up with how business is usually done in this league, and never mind when someone's worked their tail off for you for, what is it, 9 years?
Now, what if Brad has crazy intel on who they're drafting?
The amateur meetings are like this week. I don't think that's where you'd finalize your list.
We're really hoping that Pierre LeBrun is wrong.
Well, I think Sarah Valley said the same thing. Oh. Like, there's too many insiders here that are...
It'd be odd that he wouldn't be interviewing, even if they're wrong. You would think that Pittsburgh would want to talk to him. And if they aren't...
Oh, they certainly... It seems like they do.
So then...
But they can't, because they don't...
So something must be up. By my detectiving.
Sleuthing? Nice. Heavy-duty sleuthing on the matter?
You'd love to be surprised to hear it, but it's not so out of character for this organization that it's not surprising, sadly. There's a lot of people that they keep on one-year deals all the time and will not negotiate with until
I'm guessing
weeks
there's
before.
Still lots of people down there without jobs
I think,
after June 30th.
I think there's a lot of people that have only got it done in the last month. But that's a really stressful spot to put a family in. And if you are good at your job and you love what you do and you feel like you want to be appreciated at work, you shouldn't have to be a month away from your contract expiring before you can get a new one. And to be fair, like, did Brad Treliving work his tail off his entire time here? Yeah, he did.
I think he did.
And did the press release say they mutually parted ways? Yeah, it did. So optically, it looks like you're not treating someone well when you have the chance to.
Either to hear Brad Treliving say, you know what? That last month, don't pay. Keep it. I will.
If that's the issue, forfeit. I don't think, yeah, like 1/12 of his annual salary, that I think you'd trade that for a chance to get. Like Maloney said in.
Maloney or Maloney?
Don Maloney, delicious.
When's the last time?
Probably at mom's house a couple summers ago.
Fried?
That's a while ago,
no,
geez.
Just a
sandwich?
Bologna
roll sandwich. Them up. Are you ever tempted? You're at the deli?
Yes, I heard someone, like, I heard someone talking about bologna the other day.
So remember that tire fire press conference they did, yeah. John Bean and Don Maloney? He said, oh, you know, I think Brad's just...
You know what it does? It takes me back to school. I would have bologna and mustard sandwiches.
Lettuce? On special occasion?
Yeah. I'd probably yank it off of there. Probably
I liked
on there,
the crunch.
God.
Mustard?
Is it too late to go back to bologna? Is bologna out or are we good
bologna's
with bologna?
Back. You go buy the deli turkey? Frickin' empty your wallet.
Jack, we need shirts made up. Bologna's back.
Barn burner bologna.
It's back.
My bologna?
Yeah.
You ever had a fried bologna, Jack?
No, I have not.
You got to snip it. You got to cut it.
You got to cut it because it'll cone up on you.
I'll have to try it.
Because like,
the outside's different, eh?
Yeah.
Tighten up.
It's like
my
little...
My dad brought someone home from work when we were young, like a teenager.
Yeah.
And he didn't tell my mom.
Oh, no.
And all she had was bologna.
But yeah.
The guy, he was good. He's like, that is good bologna.
That's great.
I like a good bologna.
Yeah.
You know, bologna gets a bad rap, but... If it's a good bologna.
Good people.
It's good
bologna.
We got to talk to Greg from Bon Ton. Look, they're even on the screen
right
there.
He's coming down here.
I know. We got to talk
to him. Bring some bologna.
Bon Ton meets Calgary tradition.
We didn't hear his take.
I know. Since 1921,
bologna, it's been 10 years. This is how we
come visit at 28 Crowfoot Circle Northwest. Whether you want bologna or...
You've talked gibberish all morning.
AAA Alberta beef, free-range poultry, grain-fed Alberta lamb, milk-fed veal... Once again, Bon Ton voted Calgary Consumer Choice Award winner.
I say
for best deli meat market.
We get a propane stove out front one day.
Blackstone.
Ooh, that's a little. That's pretty high end.
Let's go.
What?
I'll chip in.
Are we made of money?
I'll chip in.
I'm not. But anyway, so we get one of the. If we get a Blackstone out front,
Barn Burner Blackstone.
We start firing up some bologna. You see how popular we are.
Oh man, Marta Loop wouldn't know what hit him. They'd be like,
cops would be pissed.
Which fucking hillbillies are in our frou-frou neighborhood?
You don't have a license to be
handed. No, there's a time and a place. There's a Mardi Gras, which happens every summer. It's a community festival where all the businesses are allowed to participate. Fried bologna, courtesy the nation's Flames Nation guys.
We're big community supporters.
We love the community.
Huge in the community.
Who more than us? No one, that's who.
What's your bologna take?
I mean, it's going to be tough to wind things down from that incredible food take, but...
Pin a report for of course, Village Honda in the Northwest Auto Mall. They're your dealership for life up at Village. And, of course, that $1 million...
It's a lot of money.
Buying event continues. Buying your used vehicle, paying top dollar. They'll even throw in a
cruise.
Tropical cruise to
boot. Tropical?
VillageHonda.com is the website.
Pina coladas.
Village Honda presents the Pin a report.
My bologna.
Mai Tai?
I'm telling you, you got to watch the Weird Al movie. It was awesome.
White bread?
Weird Al? I don't know.
No, trust me, because you're thinking like, oh, but yeah, it's funny.
He's in on the joke.
It's so obviously good. It's so good.
Okay.
Like Madonna's all over him the whole movie. It's perfect. Like, it's amazing.
Oh. Like Madonna in 2023?
It's sort of going back in time, revisiting earlier parts of his career when Madonna would have been maybe the most, eligible bachelorette on earth kind of thing.
She was a sex symbol.
That's correct, which is why it's funny, because Weird Al played the, not bagpipe, the other one, the accordion. So,
yeah, very sexual Madonna back in the day.
Like a virgin.
Yeah. Remember she had the
very
cone.
Very first time.
Yeah. The cone bra.
Vogue.
Yeah.
She was in a movie too, Body of Evidence.
Yes. Yes, she was.
Scenes. Is that Sharon Stone Basic Instinct esque?
It was very much. Okay. Watch out, or kill you. Yeah. Hell of a time getting there, though. Fun right till the end. Till the dying part.
You had to wait, eh?
Yeah. Till she then when she kills you, it's probably not as great, but.
Fair. It's a good way to go out, though, I guess.
Leading up to it, hell of a time.
It's a Calgary Wranglers game day in Palm Springs, Dino.
Been here.
It definitely could have been, but Mitch Love said pick your poison. Although he had to pick, and the poison he picked was playing the first two at home. It is indeed the second game in the Coachella Valley. Last one going to triple overtime, a 3-2 win for the Firebirds. Wranglers need to win to keep their season alive. If they do, they'll play Friday. If they don't, curtains.
That'd be good for Mitch, though, because then he can interview for the job, although there's no GM.
GM's name.
When the hell are they naming a GM? Like, who are they talking to here? Why is no one leaking that?
I've got five names for you.
Okay.
Craig Conroy, Brad Pascal, Mark Hunter, Dave Nonis, Brandon Pridham.
That's no one new.
Yeah, the Nonis one is kind of new. I don't know that I've also, it's been mentioned
Dave
they've
Nonis
talked to
in
over.
Vancouver, or was he in Toronto?
Both. They've talked to over 30 people is what is being reported in some spots.
Talk to 30 people?
What for?
It's a lot of free audits. It's a lot of ideas on the table.
If you were up for, would you be sharing your real hardcore ideas? I think we should really start to draft really good players.
If you can draft well.
Yeah. Because the draft happens every year, and I think every year, let's go to the draft.
And if you go look back over the history of it, if you draft well, you typically... Yeah.
So if you just pick the good players, not the bad ones.
Because I've looked here at your draft history.
Yeah.
There's a few misses. Let's hit on all of our draft picks.
So 30 guys have said that. But to be fair, I mean, you are going to have to try to stand out and say, why would I be the one for this one of 32 seats for this job in the world? So do...
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Give us your best ideas is probably a good idea.
That's a game we should play.
Give us your best idea.
Your interview?
Yeah. We could interview Pinder. Be Don and I'll be Bean.
Baloney?
Because you're terrible at numbers, and that's not right, bad. Yeah.
So if you don't cut the edges, it curls, you said.
It curls. Like the little pepperonis on a pizza.
Yeah, you know how
they kind of cup upwards? You don't want your bologna doing that. It's great when it's pepperoni.
Can't go flat on the bread then.
So pro scout meetings, right? Remember
amateur
Don Bologna last week or 2 weeks ago amateur said we want to have the scouting meeting.
It's going to be hard to get him on.
Get the GM.
So it's
wanted the GM installed before the,
which is in the next week.
The scouting meetings, they start Tuesday.
Tuesday?
It's what day?
Today is Wednesday.
So in theory,
in a week, you could have a GM in place.
Now, it won't be one of those things where they want to slide it through, right? It'll be a big announcement, so they'll do it Friday
morning.
It
depends who they hire.
And as Elliot...
If it's what the hell are they doing here? That's the Friday afternoon
Friday
press
late,
release.
6 o'clock.
If you're really proud of it, it's nice and early on,
Thursday
Tuesday
night,
morning,
you announce
Thursday,
Friday
yeah.
morning, we're going to have a...
That's right. Yeah. Elliot had it, and of course I had it as well. But
did you?
You know, because not a lot... I can't believe Elliot with everything he says. But it is the second cycle
Yes, the wide zooms. Net has been cast, yeah. And now it's the tight group of finalists.
We zoomed you. Now let's get you in.
You think they zoomed Connie or they just walking down the hall?
I don't know. He was overseas.
He was in Switzerland for a while.
He would zoom in. Yeah. What about Brad Pascal? Is he in the hall or is he in Switzerland too?
Isn't the boss in Switzerland?
The boss
Pascal should be in Palm Desert or wherever the hell.
Yeah, that's true. He probably is. There's a bunch of staff down there or a Pacific Division final.
Dave Nonis, eh?
I think there's a lot of names when you go 30 plus that are about getting their names back in the news cycle. And Dave Nonis would be more of that to me than a real finalist candidate.
Rhett, you love meetings.
Oh,
30.
God.
No effing way.
How many days has it been since
less
Maloney
than 30?
Had the press conference?
The Tire Fire press conference? What day was that?
Was that 30 days ago? Like,
ish.
No.
Like, max?
So you're doing Zoom calls every bloody day.
Check the date, Jacko.
Oh, punch me in the face.
Well,
like, that's so...
And you know that 98% of them are a waste
of
your effing time, I guess.
Who we got at 1 o'clock?
Well, and that's
Bill
why
guy we're never going to hire. Okay, good. Because we had John who we're never going to hire before
So Ray Whitney's an interesting example of that. Like, I've not heard his name as a...
Well,
as
Ray played for Don.
Yeah. And so if you're going that wide to like 30 plus, okay, absolutely talk to Ray. But if you only hear Ray and two other names and you think he's a finalist, I'm like, oh, that's probably a little misleading.
Why the hell's Ray's name in the running and mine? Like, where's my effort?
Well, did you send in that cover letter we made for you?
You were supposed to. You're my agent.
You just called him Don Baloney. Fat chance now.
It was exactly a month ago today.
So one a day. Easy. There you go. It's like a vitamin.
God. Oh, thanks.
Yeah, well, I
can't do that either.
It's not for everyone.
Forget.
No way.
Vitamin a day?
Right? No chance. So how do you think that one goes with Ray Whitney? Oh, so you still got your place in Fountain Hills? Or, oh, yeah. So how are the kids? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I looked
hey,
at
Ray,
the...
good talking to you. So, aren't we going to talk about the GM job? Yep, talk to you later.
Thanks, Ray.
We interviewed...
Stay in the shade.
We talked to Ray Whitney. We talked to 30 people.
Well, and the
I
reason,
like Ray.
I do too.
I Ray.
And he may be great.
He's the wizard.
The interesting golf. Thing being he has 3 years of NHL scouting, two as a pro scout, which isn't a ton at all, and then 3 years with junior AAA hockey in the Phoenix area.
His kid's big, like 6'3".
So he's probably coached his kid along the way.
He's not.
And then he was an assistant GM for a Spengler Cup team once. Like
put
that,
him in your backpack.
That's a tiny resume for a GM, right?
Tiny
but scored goals as a little guy when you couldn't score goals as a little guy.
Well, remember in junior, right?
No.
Junior.
Oh, yeah, Spokane.
With old Fat Balloon.
Old Patty.
Yeah.
Pat Falloon.
And everybody's all jacked up about Pat Falloon, who ended up having the hell of a career. The answer is not Pat Falloon.
Ray Whitney, first game as a Florida Panther in Buffalo after being picked up off the waiver wires from Edmonton.
Yeah. That was a swing and a miss for the Oilers.
Oh.
And his dad was like the training room, the dressing room attendant.
Oof. Should have listened to the old man.
He was a stick boy when he was a kid.
Loves the team.
Was he a stick boy when he was a man?
He was Fort Sask?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Strong ties to Alberta.
He'll be a great GM.
He was a great Western leaguer. Holy shit.
I'm telling you.
85 points. 1 year.
Dude.
Yep. Anyway.
You hear? I was just telling you.
It's a lot of points. We'll move along, if that's all right, from the AHL/GM conversation of the Calgary Flames over
Go
to
Wranglers.
What's happening overseas. We're in.
No, I don't want to talk about this. They gave a shit. They're out.
Well, we're going to make fun of them for that. But first, the Firebirds getting some reinforcements here. Now that the Kraken have been eliminated, Ty Cartier, who was pretty damn impressive for a guy we hadn't heard a lot about before the playoffs, he's coming down. I would expect he plays. Chris Drieger's coming down, but Joey Decord was sensational in that victory.
I think this is great for the Wranglers. It's going to disrupt the room for Coachella.
And if you want to get sinister here, Jesper Froden, the third name on that tweet. I don't know who he is. He's got to clear waivers to go down. Flames should just claim him. Fuck that.
Oh!
Can't play.
Oh!
Take that!
That's GMing right there.
Give me the job.
Right there.
Well, Brad Pascal's going to do it. If he doesn't, he's not worthy of the NHL job. Well, I don't know. Maybe they won't claim him. We'll see what happens. Overseas, Matthew Coronato continues to play well for Team USA.
Who cares?
Helper today. USA undefeated in the tournament, and we got a Coronato board. Someone else on another show is talking enough about Matthew Coronato that they have one built. Look at this. I didn't ask for this. Three games, goal and an assist, plus one. All right. What's that?
Are we allowed to show it?
Is
this going to get us taken off?
Yeah, by the way, IIHF.
Take the stick out of your hose.
Did it hurt your brand that we talked about the tournament and even showed a highlight? Did that skewer the interest in your tournament?
Dumbass.
The fuck?
Settle down, Dick Pound.
Seriously, it's not Dick Pound or Rennie Fassel or someone like that. Dick Pound's IOC. It's all Switzerland idiots. We'll move to NHL news. Yeah, we talked about it. The Coyotes.
Did you just call the Swiss idiots?
The IOC and FIFA and the IIHF, that's yes.
That's true, yeah.
Bettman, listen to this statement. Terribly disappointed by the public referenda regarding the Coyotes Arena project in Tempe. Not referendum. Mm-hmm. Referenda.
Yeah,
gymnasium. Yeah, gymnasia. Yeah. Referendum. Referenda. It's Latin, I think, Dean. Exciting stuff.
We.
None. So that's not great. Here is their spokesperson, Javier Gutierrez. What's next for the Coyotes will be evaluated by the team and the league in coming weeks. Visibly shaken.
Ooh.
Leaving the podium. We have a relocation to announce. He also said this.
F-U-U.
Yeah, you MFers. You didn't listen to the mayor.
Just double guns on the way out.
This was the best arena deal in the history of Arizona, which, to be fair, doesn't mean it's a good arena deal. They've had a lot of
shit. Doesn't mean shit. Yeah.
In the entire state, this arena deal was the best.
Yeah, this is the least shitty deal.
Fucking killed you. They were awful.
Yeah.
What's the competition here? Moving to the fucking suburbs is a real estate play? Jesus.
Alex,
take that.
Yeah.
Clayton Keller's upset. Fifth in all-time scoring. Sad face, but good news. Phoenix is the headquarters of U-Haul.
Ah, you'll have access. Yeah, good deal.
That's
deals.
Right, because then he'll be leaving.
Now, I wonder if their move is covered. The players, right?
Is Javier still going to be footing the bill?
Javier's not his money. It's Alex Morello's money, and he don't like footing any bills. So maybe the new owner could help the fellas out. If that Jerry Moyes didn't get bankrupt, he had the trucking business.
Is it the player's fault? I got to move to Houston? I got to pay for this?
What if you get traded? Do you get paid? How does that work? I don't know the answer. If you get traded, what happens?
And if it's as humid as you say,
it's paid for.
You're going from a very dry climate.
Oh, yeah.
Dry area. Great for your skin.
You'll be able to water your grass.
Horrible for your pits.
My pits have taken a beating over the years.
Gold bond, buddy.
Oh, man. But doesn't it just turns into like dough?
No. Not gold bond.
Huh?
Gold bond is good. Medicated.
Are you just talking about swash solutions here?
Yeah.
So gold bond's top of the heat.
Flour.
Wasn't it Ross when he was wearing those leather pants and Friends? He had the gold
stupid
bond.
Stupid show.
Kind of lame. Andy Strickland, who
so
we
what
know.
What does it do?
Nope.
Does it keep you from sweating? Does it soak up the sweat?
Yeah,
what does
it? Soaks up the moisture.
Like it just, it's powder, right? It just gets
you know
everywhere.
That, you know that when the things get packaged and put in boxes, you have those little silica things? It just sucks in all the moisture.
It's got some mint to it, too. There's a little spice.
My boys could use a
spicy
little
spicy hoop.
Tingly.
Ooh, minty.
Can you guys smell that? No? Is it just me?
Wow, we're on a ride here.
Andy Strickland.
The Cam and Strick podcast, Andy Strickland, who is well-connected around the league.
Yeah.
Options the league are exploring for the Coyotes include this coming season.
No shit.
There is a chance they have already played their final game
in the desert.
Hitting dingers.
Middle fastball. Andy, you scooped Rhett by minutes.
How did you get such insight?
Speaking of middle fastballs, or maybe a sixth slider in a row, the Yankees have been, chastised for their behavior in Toronto, Dean, as they've played now two of a four-game set. They've won them both. The first game had the baseball world wondering what Aaron Judge was looking at in the dugout. Buster only got to the bottom of that. And this is about as democratically, and you can state that someone is, you know, signaling what pitch is coming, which is not illegal and is part of the game. There's an assumption on the Jays' side that their pitcher-catcher were betraying the identity of the forthcoming pitches. That's tipping pitches.
Mm.
Betraying the identity of the forthcoming pitches. So Judge was asked about it. He made up some phony baloney story about guys chirping in the dugout. Okay, that was Monday. Yesterday was Tuesday. It's a one-off.
Phony baloney? And this is...
Hit dingers.
What's that?
Why is... What so Aaron Judge, it was phony baloney. His
His answer was, yeah, they were tipping pitches. That's not what he said when he was asked what he was looking at.
And this is fact from Buster Olney?
He's very...
Assumption means what?
There is an assumption. So right. The Jays believe they were right. Tipping their pitches.
I'm sure the Jays do.
Which is, yeah, and so...
Well, you Yankee honk. What are you sticking up for them?
Well, here's the thing. It could just be a one-off and they're not cheating. But then the very next day, Rhett, here's what happens to their starter. Diego German, had the same opinion as the other umpires that tossed him through three innings. Shiny, extremely sticky. It's the worst hand we've ever felt during a game.
If you're going to fake or cheat well... Come on. And these idiot pitchers know they're getting checked now.
Every inning they check these guys. How dumb are you? The day after you're trying to dispel any concerns about how square you play the game, you sap up your hands, you dummy.
He doesn't speak the language. Poor Domingo Herman.
German Herman?
10 games.
Sorry. Yeah, he's got some chew at the front, some sticky stuff on the hip there. Just from placing his hand on his hip.
I like the effort. You're trying.
Try harder. You don't get caught.
It's safety. Yeah. It's for the batter's own good.
Yeah.
Can't control the ball. Can't control where it goes. You want to kill somebody?
It's a class organization. No mustaches. Cheat as much as you want. Actually, you are allowed mustaches. It's beards, right?
How many home runs did Judge have in the... Yeah.
Three more than World Series he's won. So that's the count. Yes, that's three in the series.
Got it.
You want?
How is the series, by the way?
2-0 Yankees, as I stated. 2 to go. Tonight is a doozy with Garrett Cole up against Chris Bassett coming off the first complete game shutout in ages.
Good, hey?
He got lit up in his first game, like 9 runs in 3 innings or something. And since then, opponents are hitting like 138 off him. It's wild. I don't know how he does against the Yankees tonight, and Judge is on a heater, to your point.
Was he the one in the...
Doinkle.
The Tiger King movie?
Bassett?
Cheryl.
Carol Baskin?
Oh,
that bitch, Carol Baskin! That was Bassett, different.
Got it.
She was female. He's a pitcher in the majors.
Oh.
Former Oakland A, Met.
Is he still in jail, old Tiger guy?
Man, he's making all this money, too, with his fame, I'd think. If he could only get out of the hole.
He might be out. What did he do?
I will never recover from this financially.
Because he plotted to kill old Bassett there, the Bassett hound.
I thought they hooked up.
What?
No, she killed her husband, and he was trying to... I mean,
what?
Yeah, you got to pay attention.
Come on, Dean. Take notes.
I just remember she had her husband. He
disappeared.
Did he?
Yes. Oh, he's a pilot. Boy. All of a sudden, he's gone. And then she was talking about, if he really wanted to get the Tigers to eat someone, he just put some peanut butter on their feet. And you're like, oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
That bitch, Carol Baskin. Let's go to a tilt in Cleveland.
I don't want to subscribe. Can't you just give me the facts?
Yeah, don't subscribe. Let's, Dean, have a little viewing here. This is in Cleveland. And before we start it, Alex, there are a couple people you need to pay
attention
to. So Cleveland Rocks with the nacho cheese chips. He's going to be one of the primaries, but it's his wife that really gets the ball rolling. Watch about 5 seconds.
Just hang on. Now, first, before we even get into it,
okay.
First thing that I notice, calf.
Tattoo.
Dude's got a sizable calf
and
with
runners.
The tat on it.
Calf tat and runners is a
with
look.
Some dad runners.
Khakis, kahikis.
Right? So I'm...
Shades on the lid.
It's like, okay, I'm digging this guy. I get where this is going. And yeah, you can just see the front of her rotund belly in the frame there. Geez, it's a little bit of a red mound that's just kind of in the frame.
Oh, in the back.
Kind of nudging up against...
Something right there. A little pudge.
The old calf guy there.
Yeah, so he's trying to get into a seat, and there's clearly been a little bit of chirping going on here. So here he is getting back.
And then the other guy you want to watch is Johnny Redshirt on the left side.
Yeah, the row in front.
See that he's
the two Reds are gonna.
Yeah, and there's been some back and forth here. You can tell this isn't the first interaction between Big Red and
Nacho Man
and Nacho Man.
Nacho Man's and he does not want to. He's just bought these nachos.
He's ready to chow.
Rhett, you will appreciate this. I just got back from the concession. I got a brand new tray of
nachos. Line.
I've dumped the salsa into my cheese sauce. I'm ready to hammer some
things like
nachos.
$13. Just let me eat my nachos.
Seat.
And then this shit happens.
Here we go.
Look at this. Come on, guys.
You're really building up the suspense here.
Really are.
Yeah.
So again, the nachos. What do you think those run you at a ballpark now?
Depends where you are. Cleveland might be affordable.
$12?
Yankee Stadium, I bet you.
$11.99.
Yeah.
You want
$11, $12.
Extra cheese.
What is the tattoo of? Can you make that out? Is that a canoe with a
Raptors?
Big piece of cheese in it? What the hell is that? A bird?
It's the Arizona Cardinals.
The The football team?
Can we push play?
I think we're waiting for Alex to push play here.
Alex is pissed at you.
We're building it up pretty good here. We do need
to. Oh, he dropped some.
So he sat down, gets up.
Whoa! Whoa.
So she comes in for a little.
See, I'm frozen here. I got to reconnect.
A little tete-a-tete. And, I mean, dude takes a swig at her. Now, you can't do that.
That doesn't seem right at all.
You can't do that. And if we could watch, again, I feel like we need to watch it two or three times. So watch guy in the red shirt.
Red lady is going to spit.
Red lady is going to give him a
bang.
Whoop.
Hock patooey.
Did she spit?
She spits
right in
on
his face
there.
And he's like, that's the line.
And then she's got a bug in her hair and he goes to like flip it away.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought he was swatting her.
No, it's a moth. Oh. Moth in her hair.
Oh, this poor big red's losing his shirt.
Look at the person down on the ground behind this guy trying to hold on to them.
Yeah. Hold her.
Got to be tough.
So watch again. It's the spit, then the moth flip.
And old man potato, old man nacho chips is like, doesn't want to do this, but he has to.
Yeah, well, watch the knot.
Oh, okay. Chips are done.
Is that?
Poor old guy takes one here because his wife spat on someone.
And then the last one is really.
There's some heft in that fight there.
The fate of the nachos.
Yeah, it's too bad.
It's a full tray.
Gone.
And he hangs on until the last possible moment. Then he has to defend the honor.
What's his wife get hit?
I think the move would
watch
be
the nachos.
Smush.
Here we go. This is good.
Hawk Patui coming up.
So dude sits down. Then somebody says something. Oh, is that right? One chip falls already. You're pissed off. She whacks him with the spit. Moth. Nachos.
I can't see this moth you're talking about.
It's got good eyes.
Yeah. That's what he says.
That's what I got.
It's all those lasers. Anyway, good tilt in Cleveland. Speaking of baseball fights, there was a pretty famous one 7 years and 2 days ago.
Oh, really?
Now, can I, as far as the law is concerned, once you've started down the path, do you might as well just finish it, or does it get worse the more you do?
Ooh, I don't know the answer to that.
What's that? So what is it again?
Once the fight started, if
you throw in, you've already had the assault charge, right?
Get your money's worth?
Yeah. Do you go for it, or do you?
You probably do, but here's the thing. If someone spits on you, your eyes roll back in your head, right?
Oh, like I
you
know.
Just
it's,
fuck.
You're, all bets
you're gone.
Are off. All bets are off. Yeah. Well, and the other thing is,
Lionel Nelson.
Someone spits
spit
on you.
On me as a young man.
Oh, how'd that go?
Not good for him.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
He called me a city slicker.
Oh.
You watch.
You,
Lionel, get ready.
And then spit or?
Oh, spit before.
Spit, city slicker.
Oh,
you, dear. Outside now.
That reach advantage, retro tuttle essence.
Because I feel like there's not much
didn't call you, that
you
again,
can do obviously. To flip someone's switch, then spit on.
Spits them. Right there.
You almost should be forgiven for whatever happens afterwards if you get spit on.
I agree. Now, the other thing that's a big taboo, you can't be hitting the lady.
That's true.
But she does spit. So now everyone around is like, there's been two cardinal rules broken here.
Yeah.
And so it's full chaos.
That's Cleveland.
Cleveland.
You can't trust Cleveland.
Yeah.
So back to another famous baseball fight. 7 years and 2 days ago. This was 7 months actually after, well, you don't flip your bat like that. Last inning or last at bat for Bautista in the entire season against Texas. And they waited 7 months to put a fastball on his ribs.
Thought him.
That's weak. Says Pat Tabler, and they love it in Texas. Remember, of course, there was the Jose bat flip. They came back from 2-0 to dominate, and then, oh, you got a ground ball? I'm going to slide hard in a second, you turds. And Rugned says, not in my house. Wago! Sunglasses! Now, Bautista stays on his feet.
I remember that was a nice punch to take.
He landed it, but to be fair, Jose takes it well.
Yeah.
I know Kevin Pillar's in the mix.
You're going to be worried if you threw that one and the guy's still standing there.
Well, and then you're lucky you got the whole bullpen protecting you all of a sudden here. Ed Carnacion's livid in here, number 10. He's running around trying to tackle him.
Okay.
Boy, that. There again, what have we been saying through all these videos? Get your hands up.
Yeah.
Because Jose comes in leading with the chin.
So, eye contact.
Chin.
It's going on.
Shove. Clunk.
Boom. But look, he's good.
Talking
okay, now his hands are up. His hands are up right away. Once he's there hit, he's like, okay, I'm ready. I'm in the fight here. And then the Rangers are in there.
That's an incredible punch.
And Texas Rangers fans love this. But really, I mean, it was 2 years in a row. They got absolutely crushed by the Jays in the playoffs.
You take what you get out of that whole scenario. That's all they got.
That's all they had. And I get it. And
you
know what?
Get the spikes in them, but he tried.
But boy, you know what? Odor, that's a guy who's... That's not his first night.
No, he's punched people before.
When you're that quick in that environment, like, that's not a bar.
Another underrated thing, watch his necklace do the loop-de-loop around his neck as he throws the punch.
Velocity.
Yeah, it's like a hula-hooping thing when we get back to the beginning again on the next pass, because there's some serious momentum on this.
Torque? It's a lot of torque?
There's a lot of torque there. And it's going the opposite way. It's kind of like a party trick you'd see at some sort of...
Gibby!
How about Gibby? Yeah, they beat us, but we punched them. Oh, there's a little more. Okay.
And then clack.
Here we go again.
Call the game.
Oh, that's a good rivalry. Oh, Prince Fielder. That's a big quad. Can't miss that one.
How do you miss?
Almost impossible.
I like Prince Fielder, though.
Yeah, he had the health issues. That's too bad. He was a great player. He doesn't fit in with the rest of those Texas guys. Those are turds. Nope. I liked Prince.
Well, and you know what? I like Beltre.
Yeah, okay. No problem, Beltre.
Yeah. Don't touch his head.
Was he the guy that orchestrated all the cheating, or was that Beltran?
That's Carlos Beltran.
Good. You don't want to confuse those two. One of them was a huge cheating.
Adrian Beltre.
Thank you. Let's go to some NBA stuff. First, last night, we found out the San Antonio Spurs, experts at tanking and winning championships, did it again. Was it Victor Watanabe? Something along those lines. 7'5" Frenchman, 8-foot wingspan. They win the lottery. Guy's good. So the Spurs get another generational superstar. What does it look like? Well, this is playing against men in France, and it's like he's moving like a point guard here. He's 7'5". Like, this guy's could eat his cereal off Shaq's head. This is crazy how big this kid is. Mom's 6'3", former pro basketball player. Dad's 6'6", 7-footers on his dad's side.
He's got Warner.
This is the next superstar. Wingspan. Yeah, Warner like wingspan, 8 feet.
A Warner hand.
Rhett, what were you? 7'11"? 8'2"? What was your wingspan? I'm shooting threes. This is not a under the hoop guy. Apparently, great defender as well.
Well, how hard is it?
I mean, you should be great if you're an athletic in that size. Yes. I mean, I don't want to take anything away from him.
A few things on the nose in the old Pinder report today, but that's all right. And he can dunk.
You know, I don't know that I've seen dunk a lot, but still is very good at basketball. This I don't know when this was filmed, but if you think Steph Curry, he sure can do it. Shoots it pretty well. How about when it's not in a game and there's no defender with a mitt in his face? Because Steph ain't 7'5". This is warm-ups one game. So, okay, he goes, oop, little teardrop, no big deal. Foul line, you expect him to make that. Okay, top of the key, makes that. Just inside three-point line, makes that. Now we're in three-point land. Makes that. Back it up. Okay, you're a couple feet past now. Bang, another.
Doesn't he do this every game?
But like, he doesn't miss. This is insane. Now he's basically the logo at midcourt. He's still draining them. He's not the logo.
That's hard to defend.
I mean, he doesn't miss if there's not a defense. This is wild.
So he just gets to get to half court and then start
And then he just comes back in and does them all over again.
He's showing off.
It's a robot.
It was like you before you hurt your foot.
High kicking?
And my shoulder.
Kids playing hoops.
Oh. I've had many. You know what? Basketball's not been good to me.
Yeah, it's a tough sport.
I got kicked out of games. I rolled my ankle on a guy's foot. Hurt myself in street ball. I'm done with
basketball. You're taking it too serious, maybe.
Yeah, I got tossed out of a game one time. It was not great.
Really?
There's a story. We don't need to tell it.
Well, that's usually how it goes, and it's a tough story about him. With you, we do pride out. With me, it's aerated. But with Dean, I think we'll just take the high road on this
one. Bit of a snap.
Snap show.
Yeah.
Big game?
Big snap.
Regionals, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And we were getting...
Who were you playing?
Dauphin. Freaks. Dauphin. DR Jason CSS Duda. Or some bullshit.
Jerks.
And they were just fucking pumping us. Like...
Running it up?
Running it up. I don't want to tell this story.
Come on.
So it's the final thing, right? And they got one guy, and he's Johnny Dunks a lot. He's great. And he's going to go and hammer one down at the buzzer. And I see this. So he goes up, and he's hanging from the friggin' rim, and everybody's, woo! And as he comes down, I kind of get underneath him.
Oh, yeah. Have a ride.
And he does the ass over tea kettle backwards, bonk on the back of his head. They weren't happy in Dauphin.
Oh, it's on the road, too.
Yeah.
Bold of you.
Yeah. You got out of there safe?
It was dodgy. Yeah, they were some sour.
Bit of a skirmish after that, I'd suggest.
Yeah, they were not.
Refs try to toss you immediately. Yeah. Bench is clear.
Did you have a team bus, or did you have the IROC?
No, I was. it was not the IROC. It was the old yellow machine outside. Yeah, we didn't win regionals. Yeah.
Oh, you're trying.
Yeah.
You'd be a good Yankee.
It's not shocking to hear, seeing as you were on the team.
Yeah. Oh.
Final bit of news for the Pinder Report. We want to make two things clear. Number one, the Pinder Report does not condone any driving while under the influence of vehicles, but also the Pinder Report does not condone letting your dog drive the car. This is a story from Colorado. I don't know what happened. The police have some serious work to get down to, Rhett. Somebody did one of those two things. We just don't know which.
If I look it's forward one of those self-driving
you
electric
read the
vehicles.
People are listening. Fun.
A driver in Colorado tried to switch seats with his dog to avoid a DUI arrest, police say. Maybe the dog was driving the whole time. We don't condone that either. Well, don't do either of these things.
That's a self-driving.
Hey, you got Buster riding shotgun up front
keeping
there?
Keeping an
or
eye
what?
On things.
I'm a little tired. Roll
or
back.
You diving into the back seat and then firing him up front to really make the point that you weren't driving.
Auto drive and then put the dog in there?
Dogs he loves driving, officer. I don't know what to tell you.
It's a service dog.
He's got his learners.
I'm in the back. He's got his learners. I don't see a problem, officer. It's your Pinder Report.
That feels like a driver in Florida.
Yeah, Florida
story.
Man.
That's
this
a
is Florida
man story. Village Honda, Northwest Ottawa, online, villagehonda.com. Detailing packages, they have a high-end, the whole wash bay system. They've got the automated wash, of course, and then, you know, they do it by hand. They get in there and do it all. Get your dash, your windows, tires, rims, get it all done up for you. Starting at $79.95, detailing packages at your dealership for life, Village Honda, in the Northwest Ottawa.
Villagehonda.com.
Yeah, you want to hear, I read something this morning. Mm-hmm. Ryan Suter, Dallas Star.
Played for a long time.
1,470 games.
That is a ton.
Round three for the first time.
Is that right?
Has never been out of round
two.
So
he wasn't in Nashville when they went to the final. And Minnesota, I would have thought, got to one final. Everybody might not have been there yet.
Oh, they weren't.
It was way back probably in the Jacques Lemaire days that they got to their West Final.
That's a lot, eh?
Holy. Good for him.
Yeah, where he's one of those putzes in Minnesota, though.
It's like Wyatt Johnston and Ryan Suter are off to the second. Well, yeah.
That's opposite ends of the spectrum there. Yeah, no, I think what the issue was in Minnesota is that when he and Parise signed those billion-year deals, they kicked their feet up. It was retirement land. And then when Bill Guerin came in, it was... This is going to hurt. We're going to have massive cap hits. There's a lot of signing bonus. The buyout's going to hurt. But we have to reset the culture. And they're not bad players, but these can't be the guys running the room. Their feet are up. And both have gone on and played well in other markets since. But that was the decision-making in Minnesota at the time. Because it wasn't like they were bad. Like, you bought them out for other reasons.
I remember Suter was pretty good for a while.
Really good, yeah.
Suter is set to eclipse... So the last longest stretch, Roman Hamrlik.
The Hammer!
Played 1,317 games.
God, he played a lot.
Before 2010, conference final.
With who?
2010.
I don't know. It's just what it says here.
Is that a...
The Hammer in 2010.
Isn't it sad? Who won the Stanley Cup in 2010? Chicago?
Arizona.
No.
Can't believe they'll move that team. That's such a rich...
Yeah. Are they doing that? We should talk about that. Yeah.
St. Eugene, beautiful spot. Cranbrook, British Columbia. Can you imagine right now?
I wish.
So great. Championship golf course, casino, spa, restaurants. It's all there. You go, you stay. You enjoy yourself. Have the time of your life. And book now. St. Eugene... on StEugene.ca is the website, on Twitter, on Instagram, at St. Eugene Resort, but busy. So go online and get booking on this.
Get your shirt together.
Yeah. It's not like we're the only ones that know about this place, because it's got a lot to offer. Beautiful spot, mountains all around you, and it's that little paradise, a little tranquility that we could probably all use in our life.
Excited. We're going to get out there. We're going to have some fun. Can't wait.
Just turn the volume down. Just everything just a little bit.
What we'll do is we'll get me in one group and Dean in the other group. Like at least
so the volume.
Way. Yeah, so that yeah. it's turned down for him. Because I'll have the volume up.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll do the rowdy group and the lame group. You will be separated. Two more years on Suter's deal. He's already at, what did we say, 1480? 1470?
1470.
So that's another theoretical 150 games that he could pile on. That's a... Whew. Like, you had a whale of a career. That's double. That's crazy how much hockey he's played. Like,
doesn't have any of the stories.
I don't know. I can't speak to that. I know you do have some world-class stories.
Yeah. Who, Hamrlick or Suter?
Hamrlick would have some stories.
Hamrlick has all the deodorant. Early right? on. Didn't he?
First overall?
Very high pick. I don't know if he was first, but he was way up there.
Hamrlick. First overall, 1992.
Is that the first pick in Tampa history?
I don't know. Was Tampa Bay 92?
I think it was.
2010, Montreal. Round three with Montreal.
What a loss to the Rangers or somebody in a conference final. Does that sound right? Lundqvist, maybe?
Played 19 games.
Great.
Great.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So no hockey tonight. We'll take a look. We'll make our picks tomorrow.
Yeah, round three starts tomorrow round with the East and then tomorrow. Friday with the West. And we're one game a night now. I miss it a bit.
Be a lot of these kind of shows all of a sudden.
Oh, fuck.
Bologna shows?
I know. We should get the bologna. If we had the bologna, I'd be fine with
it. If we get Don Bologna in the studio, we could kill a couple of hours. Let's go.
They said not until after the search was
done. I get that, but still.
Canes, Panthers,
Gary Sunbelt teams. Oh, Gary, how's it going for you, Gary? I don't fucking Bettman. Don't think it's a bad thing.
Peter DeBoer, Dallas coach, against Vegas, his former team. Paul Maurice, Florida coach. Carolina former team.
A little fresher for one than the other.
Yeah.
And I think Dadonov is well against his old team. Remember, Vegas tried to screw him with his no trade?
They did.
And now he's in Dallas playing. So it's DeBoer and Daddy against the Knights.
Again, well, you know, and there'll be two things. Who do we think will win, and who do we want to win? Who would you guess the betting favorite would be in the Carolina Hurricanes, Florida Panthers?
Carolina.
Series?
Canes, slight favorites, I'd guess, like -130 maybe.
Well, we have it here for you. We can take a look. We have a little graphic as we went. I went, you know what I did? I went to the Betway app.
Oh, good.
Went to the Betway app this morning to take a look, and there you have it. Carolina, -130. Yeah. Florida, a +110.
Red.
Hello. Yoo-hoo. Retro. And then you can pick the number of games if you would like.
That would be for, yeah, just, okay, doesn't matter who wins. Just doesn't the matter who the wins. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, and look, like, they're missing guys, but they haven't really done anything but make short work of their opponents. They destroyed the Islanders. They made quick work of a Devils team that had won four in a row. Like, Florida was a bounce away from being out in round one in a non-story.
Does this feel like a long break for Florida?
It's only a day or two more than Carolina, right?
I just mean for that rhythm that they've been in.
Yeah, probably less. Yeah. They should have been playing tonight.
The other side, obviously, in the West. Stars, Knights.
It's close. Are we at Pick'em territory here?
Vegas and Dallas. How do we feel? Does that roll off the tongue when you think of Dallas? Does that feel like a Western Conference final?
It's happened before.
Mm. Oh, look at that. Vegas is considerable favorites. Wow.
So I don't know. I can't help but wonder if maybe...
They both had some high-scoring, wild, zany series. Like, you look at just the last round, both of them were win big, lose big, like back and forth it went. I don't think this is boring hockey here.
I hope you're right.
Yeah. We could also have some closer games, too. We didn't have a close game in that Dallas series till game seven. In game one, it was overtime.
Take the seven games.
Yeah.
+200. Yeah, I'd watch game seven there. Yeah, I'll take that.
So there you go. That's round three.
Picks tomorrow.
Go Yotes.
How did we do in a round two? I was the shits.
You were terrible.
You had one, Oilers, and Rhett and I each had two, which is not good because a coin could get two out of four, I think, pretty easily. None of us are.
Got me.
None of us are on a heater, is what I'm saying.
It's Wednesday. Mad Rose Pub. What have we told you about? What's good? Well, they're making it fresh every day. The sauce and the dough.
Have you had the soup yet?
I haven't.
That's our next stop.
I know. Pizza. Mad Rose Pub, the pizza. Wednesday, 25% off.
You don't say.
I don't know what Matt's doing up there.
Pizza?
I hope he's doing okay.
On sale?
25% off. And I can't tell you exactly what it is because, you know, liquor laws and stuff. But you know the captain there. Aye, aye, captain.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, all aboard.
That's a drink special today. And I know you both, because this came up yesterday. We were talking about it. If you you grab yourself a Banded Peak pint, also on special today.
Love that. 25% off pizza.
I'm telling
you. Yeah.
Get two.
So you'd have 200% of the pizza and 50% off.
Yeah, don't eat the whole thing.
Go ahead and eat the whole thing.
Or eat the whole
Just
thing.
Just don't beat the piss out of yourself.
I was going to say, if you eat a whole pizza once, you don't need to drag your entire mindset into the gutter for a week over it. You were hungry, and you move along.
Mad Rose Pub in Royal Oak, 20 beers on tap, kid-friendly Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Great food, great people. And you're going to say that, but truly, we've met some really awesome people since we started this thing, mm-hmm. and Matt is at the top of that list. And having gone there a number of times, the people there are so generous and so nice to us every time we go there. So Mad Rose Pub, 15 Royal Vista Place, online, madrose.pub.
Keep sending us pictures of your food orders up there as well. Hit us on socials. I love that. It makes my mouth sweat, and it reminds me I need to get it back up there sooner than later.
And we laughed the one day, and it is. Every picture you see looks just like...
Yes. Like that pizza down there, we had a photo. It's the exact same.
That's what's on your table.
Just slightly singed cheese. Oh,
so good.
Bubbly.
Betway bets of the day, and we'll call it a show for you today.
Do we have any results from Kazakhstan, Canada yet?
Who
that was
cares?
Our bets of the day yesterday.
Betway bets. Get the Betway app on your phone. Play along. Bet the responsible way. Be if you're Ontario, only 19 years of age. Responsible. I'm going with some American Hockey League tonight.
Oh.
The Wranglers at the Firebirds. I'm going regulation win for the Wranglers. They
Love
are
it, Dean.
They're favored. They're the favorite, but you get a little extra juice if you go regulation.
Some plus money.
125. Let's go Wranglers. I want the dancing horse on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, I want the dancing horse on the show too. Yes, please. I like that. I am going to, right back to the AL East. Tense series. Like,
yeah, they're in it.
It's the benches are barking at each other. You're a third base coach. Well, standing too close. You're a third base coach. Can't be standing if you're up for making
RC Schneider yesterday. Hey, shut up, fat boy.
Yeah, there you go.
Yelling at somebody in the other dugout.
Really?
It's not very sportsmanlike.
Booney and he are.
Booney's not fat, though.
No. I just the two of them have been very chirpy here.
Have been.
After that game one, very chirpy and tense yesterday. So, my bets, how about this? Bassett coming off. His best start is a Blue Jay by a mile. He goes 9-inning shutout. That hasn't happened since like 2015 for the Blue Jays. That's ages. If he and Garrett Cole, strikeout machine, both get 6 Ks, plus 175. So pitcher's duel is kind of what I'm seeing here. And I'm going to take the under on 7.5 hits. We don't know if Vladdy's in because he had that MRI yesterday after the awkward landing on the play at first. Cole's good. I smell a low-scoring one. I'm going to go plus money for the Jays under 7.5 hits.
You've cheered for both teams so far this season. Who do you like?
I was going to say, there's no
Jay's got to get it on the win. Get one in the win column here.
Just in case he's out there next weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
So, come on.
All right.
They got, game four will be tomorrow, and then the Orioles in town for three when you're there.
Be great.
So great.
Get hot, baby.
Are you going to Toronto?
Trash birds.
Are you going to stay there for a while? You just kind of... speaking of that, we're done for the day.
That's, are we done?
I think so. That's the Wednesday show.
Did we talk about Phoenix? Here they're in trouble.
Coyotes suck.
Wow, it's hard out. All right. So, what are we doing tomorrow?
Rumors, boomers, rumors.
Here, but truly, here's the thing. We're not expecting to be a regular start time tomorrow. We are not going to be starting at the regular start time.
We are not going to, yeah.
For everybody who gets in on the YouTube, we appreciate you and you sit there and you wait for the show, but tomorrow's going to be a longer wait. We're going to be an afternoon start.
Tomorrow.
And we will, you know what we'll do? We'll get on the socials and we'll advise.
Well, yeah.
But, and for good reason. Don't
really good
think
reason.
We're getting lazy or anything.
Similar good reason to yesterday's late start time.
No, we'll have a great, show for you tomorrow. Live on location. Live, I guess. again, depending. I don't know how this works.
On location.
Works.
For sure on location. Yeah.
That'll do it, buddies. We'll see you tomorrow.
That'll do it.
Well, it'll suck.
Sorry, quick call.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.